What's poppin', everybody? Welcome back to A Girl and
her very unorganized, not ready mother-in-law. Hi, guys.
Hi. Get it fucking together.
I'm trying. Listen, now I got glasses I gotta remember to put on my damn head.
Come on.
I can't.
Happy fucking Monday, everyone.
Happy Monday, everybody.
Did we do that already?
No.
Happy
fucking
Monday.
Because I interrupted because I was a rude bitch.
If you missed it on socials, if you're not in the Facebook group, for the next few weeks, we're going to be doing just Mondays because I'm going away. And you know what? Girl deserves a break. So yes. Instead of stressing myself the fuck out, take a little breather. You're still going to get an episode for the week. So it'll just be 3 weeks of one episode. And then starting May 6th. The week of May 6th will be twice.
Correct.
So just Monday. For the next 3 weeks will be just Mondays.
What am I going to do with myself?
What do you mean?
Just not recording. Not having to edit. It's going to be like, I'm going to feel like
a vacation.
Like, oh, yeah.
A little vacation.
Yeah. You know what's exciting is I actually have off next week with the kids for school. So it'll be a vacay for real.
Wow. Like, and then you have plenty of time to come check on the cats.
I will have plenty of time to come check on the kitties. Right, Benjirone? Yeah, so
that's our little schedule. Yeah,
well, I already know what you're gonna say, but hey, Alyssa, what are you looking forward to, or what has made you smile lately?
You know what I'm gonna say.
Oh, well, I just assumed it would be your trip to, you know, Europe over there, but maybe
that could be next week's. Looking forward to.
Okay,
we're living in the moment. Today I'm looking forward to, I'm gonna go try playing pickleball for the first time with Bren.
Oh yeah, nice.
It's fucking beautiful today.
No, it's hot.
She's already upset.
Listen, I already said, I admit it. I'm one of those people that are like, oh my God, I'm so cold. Can't wait for the summer. And the first day it's hot, I'm like, oh my God, it's too hot. It is. It's hot. I know it's not 90 degrees out, but my car is reading 90. It says it's only like 78, but the sun is so strong, beating on my white face. It's like red and I'm hot. And I had to do a lot of walking with the kids today outside.
Yeah.
And it's just hot.
Understood.
You understand?
Understood.
And plus I'm wearing long black leggings, so I just attract it, which is sneakers, my everyday wardrobe. Yeah. So I don't know why I'm acting surprised.
What?
I'm acting surprised that I'm wearing like black leggings.
Oh, I just
wear black
what you
leggings
said.
All the damn time.
Oh.
But well, you go have fun with your pickleball.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm really excited. For some reason it just keeps getting thrown at me.
Literally.
I got two sets for Christmas. I got a set in PR. Zane got a set in PR. And now I have like fucking, I could play pickleball with eight people.
She's kind of like, have her whole entourage playing pickleball.
Yeah, I threw a set at Jerry. I was like, take one.
Take a set. Take it.
Yeah, so we're going to go try to do that. Yeah, it's fucking like summer outside today randomly, so.
It's random. Because Thursday, I just said it's going to be what, 50 something? So go figure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go figure.
Well, weekend recap. How was your weekend? Tell us about it.
Weekend was fabulous. What did I do?
I started American Idol. Don't spoil it, anyone. I'm only two episodes in.
We're very behind. I won't spoil anything.
You want to know the one that had me sobbing, though?
Who?
The girl with her birth family.
Oh,
fuck off, man.
Yes. When she opened the door and they all were standing there. I can't.
Me and my parents were all like, fuck off.
And that she sang her mother's song.
Yes.
Oh, I can't. I just can't. Yeah, I can't with American Idol.
There was this girl that auditioned and she was telling her story. They always tell like their story. And hers was that she was adopted and she was just like rekindled with her birth family, and she's like, yeah, I'm gonna meet them soon. And I looked at my parents because they had watched that episode already. I was like, they're fucking there, aren't they? Motherfucker. Make me cry.
Oh, but yeah, it's good. That was so far, so sweet.
Yeah, I love watching American Idol. It brings me back in the day. I mean, my parents would watch it sitting on the couch together eating Chinese food. Like, that was like our thing.
Aww.
So yeah, did that. And then Sunday we all hang out.
Sunday we did all hang out. I'm trying to think if I did anything.
I don't know. Did you?
Is that terrible? I just don't remember.
The heat is really taking over
my
brain.
My husband was off, and he purposely worked on the car Friday night, so Saturday he could have completely off. Maybe we went walking. Wow, guys, that's terrible.
What was Saturday?
I know I did like 12,000 steps, so I have to assume that we went for a walk.
I don't know what you did.
Dude, I'd say let me look at my pictures, but pictures, I don't take pictures.
I cleaned a little. Jose and I went on an acai bowl date.
Oh, that's so cute. I did.
And then I went to my parents, watched American Idol, and then I came home and took a nice self-care shower. That was my Saturday.
Okay, so.
Remember?
Yes. So I had gotten my nails done Friday.
Guys, Jerry got her fucking nails done.
I got my nails done.
You got to update us on the soaking.
Oh, God. Are you going to go ahead and read that damn message?
No. Oh, my God.
She is.
Wait, sorry. No, I was laughing because... do you know what soaking is? Never mind. Sorry. Skip over it. Soaking your nails is what I meant. Your nails off. Tell us about soaking your nails off.
I soaked my nails off. But Alyssa has a better recollection of events. But anyway, I did get them soaked off because they were so overgrown. They were all cracked and I needed to soak them shits off. But then I was like, let me multitask. Let me soak and read a book, right? But how are you turning a page with fucking tinfoil fingers?
Yeah.
But then, because I didn't get myself pre-set up, which Alyssa yelled at me. She's like, you got to be prepared.
Yes.
So I'm going to prepare next time.
What happened was the book on Libby expired. So when she went to turn it on.
No, it didn't.
Oh,
no.
What do you mean it didn't?
No, see, it didn't expire. That's what I was trying to say, but I couldn't do it because I had tinfoil fingers.
Okay.
I was already reading. I was like three pages in and then I hit something. So I must have returned. I don't know, because when I went to Libby, it said I already had it. So that's why when I was on the Kindle app and I would click it, it was like, you don't have it. It's expired. And I'm like, when I go to Libby, it says I have it. So okay. I had to click the send to Kindle again. So I must have somehow disconnected it from Kindle.
You like undownloaded it.
But I don't know how. But yes. And I was doing that because I had tinfoil hand. Okay, guys. I was all ready. I was going to soak off my damn nails. But your bitch only had 4 cotton balls. So then in... I don't know how I did this wrong, guys, but I'm like, all right, 4 cotton balls. I'll cut 3 of them in half, and the 4th one I'll cut in 4 because then it'll equal 10, but it doesn't. It only equaled 8. Anyway, whatever I did, I miscalculated.
That was an interesting math equation.
I don't even know if that's right, but whatever the however it winded up, I only had 8. And I could have, sure, cut one, but I already had wrapped them. So I'm sitting there trying to wrap my own nails with cotton balls, soaked in the soak-off shit, with tinfoil, trying to read a damn book. So now I only have my pinky and my ring finger free, so I was trying to, like, tap with that finger, but then I somehow fucking disconnected or forgot the download, whatever the fuck I did, and I was, like, stressing, because I'm like, now I gotta sit here and not read, so I was asking Alyssa for some help.
And here's what I get. OMG, help. I said, ¿qué pasó? And she sends me a picture of her tinfoil fingers. Was that an accident? Or you meant to send that one?
I don't know. Probably on purpose.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No. I'm trying to get my phone right now. No, it was probably on purpose.
Look.
Oh, definitely on purpose.
Okay, so she sends a picture of her tinfoil fingers and then a picture of the Kindle that says, title not available. And she goes... I said, LOL shit, go on Libby and just re-rent it. It's been over 2 weeks, that's why. And then she goes, I renewed. I said, nice. She said, fucking foil.
Yeah, because I mean, I renewed already. Like, it was already renewed, like, a few days before that.
Okay. So, but you couldn't type that much.
I couldn't.
So I said, proud of you. I said, I thought you couldn't use it because of the foil. I was starting to type, use your nose. You just got that just now? Yeah. I do that all the time in the shower because your hands are wet.
Like when
your nose
Becca,
is much better
oh,
to turn, yeah.
My.
Or if I'm like in the middle of filming something, my phone's like on the stand, I'll like tap it with my nose. I do that all the time.
That's fucking hysterical.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to be a nose tapper now.
Yeah.
Okay.
But my name in her phone has like little emojis next to it. And then she started talk texting.
And it was coming up with
the
double hearts.
And then it would come up with the double hearts every time. She goes... Alyssa, hard heart. I already renewed it and it just blanked out. Like, I definitely hit something with my tinfoil fingers, but it's not due yet. So there's like a return button. Maybe I returned it. And then she sends me a screenshot of Libby and I said, put, I still have it.
Yeah, because it was still there. Like, I just don't understand.
So I was like, just hit read with Kindle and you should be fine. I only had 4 cotton balls, so I can only do 8 fingers right now. This is kind of giving my mom energy. Like, just like we're talking about the book and I'm like, okay, maybe hit read on Kindle. Well, I only had 4 cotton balls, so I can only do 8
fingers. Okay, also though, to my Emery, I love you. To my defense, I was trying to talk text and trying to like fucking hit the little thing with my free finger. So there was a delay. So I was responding to something that you may have said earlier. Okay. So it doesn't make sense.
But also my mom energy.
Also responding definitely, to listen, it's mom energy. I'm feeling. You'll be there eventually, Alyssa. When your kids are grown, you'll be doing the same shit. Okay?
For sure. I already am. I said, LFAO, use a paper towel or a cotton makeup cleaning pad, like in place of the cotton balls. She said, you know, this is why I don't do girly things. I think I have to power everything off and power it back on because it's still not working. I hit read on Kindle. Oh my God, I need the end of the book, Alyssa Hardheart. I like that I talk text, and when I say Alyssa Hardheart, it puts the hearts next to your name. I said, I'm fucking dying at this, LMAO. I said, we need to reread this combo on the next pod episode.
Oh my God.
And then I said, you never felt my nose bump, damn it. Because when I said pod, it reminded me.
She said, and I didn't do it again yet, so.
And I read this exactly in your voice. I can't right now. I just can't. I need the book, and it's dying. My Kindle is dying. I need the end. Oh my God, the nose bump. Write it in our notes. I have to feel your nose bump.
You guys.
I said, oh Jesus, this is not a good combo. I'm literally LOLing. What happened when you hit read with Kindle? I want to tinfoil off. I just want to read the book. With a picture of the Kindle again. I'm gonna charge it because it's at like 5%. Maybe it's not connecting. I hate when I don't understand technology. I need Kindle for Dummies 101 and I'm gonna go to work tomorrow with 2 nails. I said, damn it, and no one's home to help you. She said, no, I'm crying, LOL.
Oh my God.
I said, next time you gotta set up shop before the nails.
Yes.
She said, you tight.
I said, what? You're tight?
You're right. Instead of you're right. I said, oh, I can bring you the physical copy. LOL. I said, actually, fuck, my mom has it. And you said, you right, not you fight or tight. Because I have my glasses on either. So he said, because I have my glasses on either. I said, she's been reading that shit for 9 months, could have had a child. And then you said, okay, I'm not going to panic. I'm going to take the tinfoil 4 nails. I'm going to go get my charger and I'm going to try it. Try again, tinfoil free. I will be back to you ASAP. Okay, maybe crisis will be diverted. I said, okay, you got this.
Wow, I sound like I was like inebriated, like so super drunk. And I promise, guys, I was not drinking.
It was just text talking.
Talk texting. That's why it was so fingers funny. And hilarious. But I couldn't tell. That's why. Because I also didn't have my glasses, whether you said fight or right.
Yeah.
So... Yeah. Wow, guys.
And then she said, oh my God, had a child. No, maybe I should give her my extra test. I said, after your setup, put the last 2 nails in a small bowl.
And did I? No, I got them off. I don't know when I got them off, but I got them off.
But then you went to the fucking nail salon the next day.
Yeah, because why am I gonna...
You could have just soaked them off there.
Yeah, but they charge extra, don't they, to soak them off?
Oh, I don't know, because it's just part of my... Every time appointment. Oh, so I don't know.
I did see on their chart, and I'm a probably cheap bitch. Then. Also, I wasn't planning on going to the salon. This was going to be a one thing for Sissy's wedding, and that's it. And then I was like, they're so nice and long now, and now they're so brittle, you know, because my nails are so soft. So I'm like, maybe I'll splurge and do it. So I was like, all right, here's the deal. So, guys, I had a whole ass conversation with myself. This was Friday, and I said, all right. Here's the deal, because I was washing the dishes, I was taking care of my animals after work, and I chipped like the corner of, you know, when you have that little crack, Like, it didn't break.
Yeah.
But the little crack was there, and I'm like, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, I'm going to call right now. And if they say they can get me in, like, right now, I'll go. And I called at, like, 3:38, and they were like, Jerry, you come in 4 o'clock, okay? And I was like, okay.
Yay.
And it worked perfect, because Ever gets off at 5. So I'm like, perfect.
Yeah.
So, guys, I went and I got my nails done. Love them. Saturday morning, right, we've been keeping our windows open because it's been decent weather, yeah. Right? Friday night must have got fucking chilly because Saturday my room was brick tits, right? So I'm like, Eva Castro, it's freezing. Can we shut the windows? He's like, I already shut the windows. But you know when you could tell your windows are not shut, like they don't align, like the top of the one frame and the bottom of the other? They're not lined up. I'm like, Eva, the window is not closed. He's like, Jerry, I closed the window. Like he started acting like a jerk ass. You gonna tell me I didn't close the window? So I went over there and I slammed the window, being a dick ass bitch that I am.
Oh my God.
And I broke the nail. So I was like, well, karma, because I was being a bitch. So I fucking crooked my nail. So then Eva's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. You were right. I didn't close the window. And I said, well, now you got to take me and go get my nail fixed. So and
this is something I never thought I'd hear out of your mouth. I broke a nail. And you got to take me to get it fixed.
And you're going to pay for it because it was your fault. Because had you closed the window correct, I wouldn't broke my nail. Mm. So then he took me. And of course, now it's a lot shorter because.
Yeah, and you don't want them to put a fake nail on it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I mean, it's still got a little something.
It's
something
fine.
There. Yeah. It doesn't look terrible. But.
Did it hurt? Then,
yeah, when I did it, yeah. And then I'm like, wow, this shit is so thick. So then when I went there, the guy said, oh, just the one finger, come over here. And he sat me in front of the girl. She did it. And she's like, do you want 2 coats or 3? I was like, I know he did 3, but if you want, just do 2. Mm-hmm. And I love 2 so much better. And I think that's the problem because when I had Sissy's, when I had them done for Sissy's wedding, I also got a French manicure looking one.
Yeah.
So I think that's just extra dip. So I think they were just so thick that that's maybe because I am very hard on my hands, probably why I cracked them all.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm going to go back and be like, only 2 dips, please.
Yeah.
Because the 3, it just, it, not that they look thick.
So you only have 2 on one nail.
This one has 2 and it only has 3. Okay. But I could feel
the difference.
The difference. Like I feel like it has more give where I feel like this is like a solid peat. Like,
yeah.
You know?
I'll sometimes do 2 or 3 depending on the color. Like if I want it to be lighter, because I'll usually do, I do like a lot of variations of nudes.
Uh-huh.
So if I want it to be like a lighter pink, I'll do like just 2. Or like, I do like with paint on gel, you could do like 2 coats of this one and then 1 coat of a different one. I don't know if you can do that with dip though, but I'm going to try to do that.
I was watching, so Friday when I had went there and he was doing them for me, I was sitting next to another girl who was getting her nails done. And the lady was like falling asleep. And I just thought it was hysterical because she was doing like Zane on the airplane, the head bob.
Uh-huh.
She was doing that. And I was just like, and then the girl was like, I need your other hand. Because she would like, then like try to rest on the other hand. And then she was just, her nails were gorgeous, you know. And I saw her doing things. I'm like, what is she doing to my guy? And he's like, oh, it's 3D art. So they build up acrylic. And it looked like she was going to a wedding. And it was gorgeous. It had beautiful flowers, but it was like 3D. It was like 3D. It was gorgeous. And then she put like a gem in the center of the... Sorry, guys. I'm being entertained by Benji.
I have the windows open today because it's so nice. And Bailey and Benj are on their cat tree. And Benji's just like slapping her in the head. And she's just unbothered.
She's so nice. Such a sweet cat too, you know?
She's so sweet. And he's so like...
Let me see how much I could do.
Yeah.
Look at him.
A little human arm.
Look at him. He's like... Eh.
It's like a little human arm. So funny.
I'm going to just head tap you. So, so the 3D nail art stuff was absolutely gorgeous. She had French manicure and then on her 2 ring fingers, she had this flower that like was 3D. But
sick.
It was all like built up from acrylic. I'm like, wow, that's so impressive.
Me and
so
you would catch
impressive.
That on something and fucking
yes.
Break it off. Yeah.
And then she put like a couple of gems and then she like sealed it and she went in the UV thing again to like seal it and hold
so
it.
So much talent.
Gorgeous. Yeah. I was like, holy, a lot of things have changed since I went to cosmetology school.
Yeah.
I mean, we were like manicure, pedicure, that. I mean, like simple manis, you know?
Yeah.
Learned about a few things, but back then it was like, it was called silk wrap, where it was like pieces of silk that you would put on your nails and stuff. But yeah, anyway, let me stop rambling.
Nail art is crazy.
It's bananas.
It's literally art.
Yeah.
And like, with the fucking tiny little brushes. That's wild.
She was so talented.
Even some of the shit I've gotten and watching them do it,
it's like, wow, right?
It's crazy.
So talented.
And they're so like particular too. The girls that have done mine, they'll like do it and they'll like wipe it off and like start. I'm like, it was okay. And they're like, no, it was not okay.
Well, that,
like, oh, I love it.
That was something that he did when he was doing my nails on Friday night. Like, yeah, something, he didn't like the way something looked. Yeah. And he took it all off. I'm like, no, no, it's okay. He's like, it's not okay. And I'm like,
that's nice though. You are okay. Paying for
something but it was nice. I totally would have been fine with me, but I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
So guys, then after she finished, you know, I went to pay and he was like, no, Jerry, it's okay. And I was like, aw, thank you. Like, so then I tell my husband, I'm like, you owe me dinner now.
Yeah. The bond with the nail salon is so nice when they start to learn your name.
Yeah.
And they're like,
it's only my second time being there. I mean, I used to go there a million years ago, you know, but yeah, it was nice. It was definitely nice to be back there.
Yeah.
You know,
and if you want, well, it's hard for you because of the font, but I put my phone in front of me and I read.
Yeah. They have the little phone stands.
Shut up for you.
Yeah. They don't have them at every station, but if you have your phone, they'll bring one over to you and put them on there. They must. I probably have like four of them in this.
That place. Is so cute, but you won't be able to see it.
Also, which I think is so fucking adorable, guys. When I was there Friday night, guys were coming in, and I'm not talking about like young, hip, cool. I'm talking like older gentlemen with like, you know, like I could picture them kind of climbing a telephone, like telephone pole workers, like manly men.
Like
construction men. Thank you. That's what I was trying to say. I don't know why I couldn't think of construction. Coming in and getting their damn feet and nails done. There was four of them. Two of them, like they came in all differently too. It wasn't like they were buddies going to get their shit done. The one comes in and like, hi, John, how you doing? He goes, what's today? He goes, just manicure, pedicure today.
I love it.
And I'm like,
honestly, oh, you got to do that next.
And then like another guy came in. I'm like, why, you guys have a lot of guys? He goes, yes, a lot of males come here. I'm like, wow.
That's awesome.
But like two men sitting there getting their fucking pedicure done. I was like, I love this.
Yeah, I told Zane I'm going to take him before the wedding so he's all fresh.
Yeah, but I also think like when I was saying like the construction workers, the manly men, like those are the ones that I wouldn't think would go to a nail salon. I think they would like make fun of more like Manscaped kind of guys that like that, you know? So I was like, look at them.
Yeah, like men that get their eyebrows done, get their hair cut.
Exactly. So to have these like rough and tough guys, I was like, that's really cute.
That is cute.
That's cute. So that was like, that actually made me smile.
Honestly, it's so smart because they can use like the massage on their feet and like, oh, it's probably so nice.
Oh yeah,
I love that shit.
I want
a massage chair. Yeah,
so nice,
so nice. So yeah, Jerry is entering her nail era.
I know. And then I told Eva, I'm like, $40 every 3 or 4 weeks
to just feel nice and put together. Yeah, you got a nice job now. It's nice.
Hopefully, I stay through the summer. You know, they have a summer program, but it's going to be a little bit smaller. And then, you know, apparently I reached out to like the main guy and he's like, it's order of seniority. And since I'm low man on the totem pole,
yeah,
you know, I might not have a summer position, but that's okay. Then I can get something else over the summer local, you know?
You're like, then I can skip my nails.
Then I just won't get my nails done in the summer.
Yeah.
But yeah, no.
It's a nice self-care moment. Yeah. Love that for you. And then Sunday we all hung out.
Guys, it was so nice.
Yeah, Jerry never invited Zane and I to go to an arboretum, which was fun.
And I was right, by the way.
What?
I sent a message to Zane last night. They are supposed to accept the pass Monday through Sunday, so I don't know why. So I'm going to fight them for
Probably outdated, that machine.
I'm going to fight them for it because I buy a pass for a reason.
Yeah, Jerry has like a New York State pass.
Yeah, let's be into any state park Monday through Sunday. The only time is if there's a special event. There was no special event yesterday.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, but anyway, we went to an arboretum and it was just kind of funny because we walked the complete wrong way.
I know.
The complete wrong way. And then as we were driving, your parents... Oh, they met us at the house because they were giving you your camera.
Yeah, I left it at their house. The night before.
I thought it was pretty funny because they were like, oh, yeah, we're going to a car show in this town. And I'm like, oh, well, that's where we're going to that town right to near, go here, you know? So I'm like, hey, maybe we could all meet up for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, they'll probably be there all day. But let me text. And Amory was like, nope, it was a bust.
I know my parents try to go to flea markets all the time. And I'm sure there's good ones other places. But everyone that we've come across, like, I feel like California probably has some really nice ones. But here, they've just become so shit and they're so overpacked and it's never worth it. Never. Mm. And I always laugh at my parents for going to them because it sounds like such a nice, fun idea. And it's never worth it. And yeah, they literally were like, yeah, we couldn't even find a parking spot. So we literally just turned around and left.
Yeah. So it worked out perfect because then the weather that was supposed to be glorious yesterday was like, oh, 100% chance of rain. So we're like, you know what? Maybe we just go get lunch.
Yeah.
So we did.
Yeah.
And it was fabulous.
It was all right. Oh. It was one of those places that I forgot I'd been to. Oh.
I meant, see, when I say it was fabulous, I'm rating like the company. Like, I love just having all of us. Like,
yeah, no,
just
that was time. Fabulous, sure. But the food was meh. I had been there once before. And when we walked in, like, Zane was like, we've been here. And I was like, I don't remember. I walked in, I was like, oh, I remember. It was average.
Oh. That's why. So then when they brought the brunch menu, when she walked away, why didn't you say,
I wanted to give it another try because it was so long ago.
Oh, okay. I was like, no, if you felt that way, then, you should have just been like, no, guys, let's go.
Yeah. And it was one of Skinny Taste's recommendations. It's called Tallulah's in Bayshore. But we did get a brunch menu. So maybe I do have to give it one more try. Service was great. It's a great atmosphere. Mm-hmm. The food was just like nothing to write home about. Is that the saying? Mm-hmm. Nothing to write home about. Yeah. But decent.
But it was nice company.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what we did.
And then I came home. And we pulled up, and then I was like, come on, let's take a dog for a walk.
Yeah.
So then we went back to the local park, and we were walking over there, and it was just so nice. And then that was it. We didn't even eat. Oh, no, actually, everyone got a slice of pizza at the end, because he was like, I'm a little bit hungry.
Oh, I had tilapia and edamame.
Oh.
That's what I made.
Yeah, no, I had that brunch was very heavy, so.
It was, yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, I don't really need anything, but I did have a little bit of his pizza.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And,
Yeah. That was our weekend. I have, you reminded me when you said, are you going to read our text conversation? And I was like, oh, I did make notes for today.
You did?
I figured out some groundbreaking information. You want to hear it?
Absolutely.
I think I have retrograde cirrhosarfenitis dysfunction.
What? Okay, can you speak to me in English,
please? Retrograde cirrhopharyngeal dysfunction, RCPD, is what causes my gurgling noises.
It causes what?
My gurgling noises. And why I don't burp. Oh. That's what it's called.
Wait, how did you find that out?
Someone tagged me in it on TikTok.
And you're like, oh my God, that's me.
And I started looking into it and it was like, does your chest like that? That was me making the noise with my mouth, but it literally sounds like coming up my throat. And everyone was like, yeah, I burp like once or twice a year. And I have that. And so I looked it up. So the main symptom of RCPD is being unable to burp and never having been able to burp. Other symptoms a person might experience include loud digestive noises such as gurgling, gas, or flatulence.
Nice.
But I think that's what I have.
Interesting. So
what it is this could be a little bit off, but this is like the main concept, is basically there's like a, actually says it right here. There's a, it's called the cirrhopharyngeal, whatever that middle word is, muscle in your throat. And mine lets food down, but it has a hard time letting food up. And there is a Botox treatment that actually fixes it.
So you're going to go and try Botox?
I don't think I'm going to. Why should I? Should I?
I don't know.
I mean, it could cause other things. Like, it says it could cause chest bloating and pain, which I do get, like heartburn. Pretty good amount. Nausea. You can have like fear of vomiting. It's called like a edemophobia or whatever that is. I don't have that. But I saw a lot of people that do have this, whatever I have edemophobia. Really? Yeah. So like maybe I will try the Botox, but I'm like, that makes me nervous. How are they doing that? Where are they going to go? In my neck? Like,
also, the next time you're at your regular doctor, maybe just say, hey, listen, is it possible I have da 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 da? And
I mean, I have all symptoms. And literally, if you look this up,
it's you.
RCPD. It's people going like, did you sound like this? And it's so funny. As I was sitting there searching them up, it happened to me.
Ah, yeah. You're like, let me just record right now. This is exactly me.
Weird.
It's like, look it up in the dictionary and Alyssa Rose is right there, right? Wow. Yes. So do you feel like...
validated?
Yeah. Like yeah.
Okay. And it's fairly rare, it says. And it's frequently misdiagnosed. And patients can go on for several years of having inappropriate treatment.
Wow.
Yeah, it's called... Oh, you can get a surgery. Oh, I will not do that. Yeah, people with RCPD cannot burp. Excess air builds in the stomach and esophagus, leading to a range of symptoms that usually include loud gurgling noises from the neck and chest, bloating and discomfort in the neck, chest, and abdomen.
Wow.
Isn't that fucking crazy?
It's like your two-way flap is not two-way flapping. Yes. It's only one-way flapping, so it can't come back up.
Yes.
So then it gets stuck in there. And then it just tries to a little bit.
And it's like can't come up, so that's why it's like little air bubbles that make those noises.
Wow.
I knew it had to be something specific, because like, why can't I fucking burp? You know?
I mean, if you got the Botox and it was able to cure that, can you imagine Alyssa? She's going to be like Imani, like sorry, burping, yeah. Like burping the alphabet like Imani used to do. Remember?
Yes. Yes.
Imagine being able to burp, though. That might be so liberating for you.
And my stomach might be less bloated and stuff, too. Who knew? Who knew? Who knows?
Knew?
But I saw a video of a girl that was like, oh, I just got my RCPD. Botox.
Uh-huh.
And then she was recording herself burping. She's like, I can burp.
No way. I'm gonna have to Google this, you know, of course.
Yes. Yeah, I know you're gonna be like, oh, that's literally less.
Wow.
You probably don't hear it happen to me as much. But like when Zane and I are just like sitting in silence, if we're like relaxing or whatever,
it's just
going. And he's so used to it that we just like don't say anything, but it happens all the time. But I feel like you and I are usually like talking or doing something. Like we don't really sit in silence. So yeah. But if you look up the videos, that's exactly what it sounds like. It's wild.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm happy. I'm happy for you that there's a name to it and that at least you know you're not like, you know, because I feel like everybody's like, oh, you can burp if you try, you know.
I know. I wish.
You can't. But
yeah,
that's interesting. Actually, it's really interesting.
I self-diagnosed myself, but it sounds very on point.
Wow.
You have another update too. Jerry ordered a Whoop.
Whoop, there it is. Yeah, I'm already planning on learning from it and then sending it back.
Really?
Yeah, because it's expensive. So hear me out. Okay, although when I was expressing this verbally, I was like, wow, it kind of doesn't make sense because it's $30 a month, right? So it's $30 a month for the rest of your life for however long you want this, right? So, or it's like 200 and something for the year if you pay up front, right? So when I was looking it up, because Whoop is, I guess, geared towards or advertised for athletes. You know, like I'm the furthest thing from an athlete. But Imani, mostly Zane, but Imani too, was talking to me about how it's impressive with how it like follows your sleep and your and just kind of everything. It kind of tells you like, oh, you need more of this, less of that, or less of this and more of that. And it kind of gets you into better habits, right? So like, or at least like the correlation of how I feel one day could be like, wow, well, that's because I did that yesterday. But this thing kind of maps it out for you. Like it tells you like do this or that or whatever have you, right? So I was like, yeah, but that's kind of pricey and, you know, whatever have you. So when I was looking up about it, and also I rely heavily on my dead Apple Watch right now, heavily on the time on my Apple Watch with the kids. I'm a school schedule, bell rings, you know, we got to catch the bus. So I'm constantly looking at this. Whoop doesn't have
a screen.
So I'm like, also thinking that I would have to wear it on your non-dominant hand, but apparently Whoop you could wear anywhere. So that was honestly the deciding factor. It was like, okay, I'll just wear it on my
right. You're going to be double-wristed up?
I'm going to be double-wristed. And my ankle.
We can't have three devices. This is too much.
Wait, so then I was like, when I was doing my research about, because I had already asked Zane, right? And I was waiting for him to respond and whatever. So I was trying to do my own research. And I was like, wearing it on a different hand, whatever have you. I found a whole conversation about how there is a Fitbit Sense, it's called, that basically does the same thing without the monthly subscription.
Right.
So then I was like, oh, Amazon.com, how much is a Fitbit Sense? And I think it's like $250.
Okay.
So originally I was like, why would I pay a monthly subscription if I could just pay $250 once? And then I'm like, $250 is a whole year of the subscription of Whoop. So I'm like, you know, like I'm trying to rectify. I'm trying to say, let me get rid of Whoop because it's expensive. You're trying to girl math it. But then I'm like, I'm spending that much money anyway. But it would be a one-time fee with the Sense.
Yes.
So I don't know. I'm going to also, I was talking to Imani last night about it also because Imani is helping me with my hip stretches, exercises, something. I said, I think what I'm going to do is gain as much info as I can and then try to follow it. Pay attention to what it is saying that my body needs, which we all know is sleep. And then see if doing certain things, like you told me, just because I was taking magnesium morning and night, and you said take them both at night. So yeah. I did that last night. Okay. So I'm going to start changing things and seeing if the Whoop recognizes it.
Mm-hmm.
And then just keep following that pattern, you know, like understand like why I feel like shit certain days or better certain other days.
Yeah,
you know?
No, I literally gave Zane stats. He logged in like I think 5 times now when he had any sort of alcohol, and it tells him like, oh yeah, you're like 13% less whatever verbiage they use, but like you're like 13% less ready for the day, or like that's crazy
because of the alcohol.
Yes.
Yeah. So I,
it tells you how much shit really affects you because you don't realize it.
Yeah, and it does everything. It does, like, heartbeat. It does your temperature. It does your pulse. There's, it does so much more than, like, this particular Apple Watch or Fitbit could do. But if I upgrade, maybe I can get something that's similar that doesn't require the subscription.
I think you would also like the Oura Ring, too.
I was thinking of that. It's. I'm sure I can get used to it with everything else. It's very chunky to me.
Yeah.
It's thick. Like, I don't know if
you're
I can...
You're wearing a thick ring right there.
No, this is thin. Oh, and these are the three little thin ones, but they're very thin and close. I mean,
this is like a feather, though. Have you ever felt it?
I think you have.
It's like literally so light. It doesn't feel like anything.
Yeah, but it's like anything else, right? Like when you first put a ring on, it's like, how am I going to get used to this? And then you get used to it.
And I like it because chunky rings are trendy. They're like, they're like a thing.
And I'm a trendy kind of hip and cool person.
Yeah, you're fucking trendy. And they make silver, too. And it's cheaper than the gold one.
So maybe
it is a $5.99 a month. Which is much better than $30 a month.
It's definitely much better than $30.
Because this is more like sleep, stress, all that kind of stuff. More than like...
Yeah. So maybe even, which I was saying yesterday too at the restaurant. I think I was talking about it. Mm. About possibly even the Oura Ring. But I don't know about the chunkiness of the ring. But I can get used to it. So I'm definitely going
to
look
into... You
go
to Best Buy. They have them on display. Put one on your finger.
Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. I mean, I went there and I...
They recommend it on your pointer?
It is the recommended finger, but you can also wear it on your middle or your ring. But I just did the recommended finger.
Okay. I definitely need to put more thought into this, more research.
I can show you the app, too, so that you can see the interface.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely need to do more research because I'm only going to have a month of Whoop unless I absolutely love it and extend it for a little bit.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure at the end of it that I have something else to replace it because I want to try to get healthier, you know, and I'm tired of always being tired. And yeah, so something that could like yell at me other than my kids. Might be nice.
Like, other than you motherfuckers, I love you.
I love you. No, you know, and I understand that they were concerned that last time I had that ocular migraine. Like, I get it, but I was scared shitless too, honestly.
Yeah.
So I definitely want to find out.
Take control of what
way.
You can.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So there's so many methods, but you got to just find what's best for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Like you have the fucking Fitbit on your fucking ankle and the Apple Watch on your
ankle. I do.
I went through a lot of phases too. I mean, I was obsessed with the Fitbit and then I cold turkeyed it because I was like, this is fucking too much. And then I felt the same way about the Apple Watch and I was like, this is, I don't need everything available on my wrist all the time. And then I was like, this is too much. And now I like this because I just check it when I want. You know? Not relying on it.
And if you want a watch, you put a watch on.
And I can wear a regular watch. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. See, I think I, that's the thing I was saying is I love about the Apple watch is that it's a watch, you know, and the other things like I, it gets stuck in things. I don't even know how I do it. Pressing buttons. Yeah. I guess that's why you say don't wear it when you're having sex because you don't know who you're calling, dialing, or whatever.
So true.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's dead.
It is. It died. I don't know why. Because it was probably running on something today. That's what I mean. Like I go to look down and it's on something. I don't know.
Oh,
I don't
know. You know what you could do? Oh, what?
No, go ahead.
No, I don't want you to forget.
No, I won't forget.
Okay. I was just going to say, I don't know if you've noticed, but my Aunt Kim is obsessed with her Apple Watch. She won't take it off even for a wedding or anything. And she has like different nice bands. Yeah. Like if you wanted to like go like dress up.
Do you know why like, I have this nice band?
Because you wanted to put it on your ankle.
Because I used to put it on my ankle. And I'm like, that's stupid. I could wear my Fitbit because the Fitbit and the Apple can talk to the same thing. Mm. So I'm like.
It doesn't double?
Uh-uh.
Oh. Interesting. Yeah. Yeah, no, but yeah, if you like wanted to maybe once in a while put like a chain, like make it look like a watch.
Yeah, yeah.
You can do that too. They're cheap on Amazon.
Yes, cheap on Amazon. I was going to say last night, Ever and I, nothing. We were exhausted from walking, whatever, whatever. And he wanted to watch something. And he's like, oh my God, there's a new Married at First Sight. And he puts it on, and it was like 5 seasons ago. I'm like, Ever, we watched this. He's like, no, we didn't. I'm like, okay. So I just started doing my own thing. I was looking up book recommendations until it took him a few minutes to realize, oh, you're right. We did watch it. And I'm like,
yeah,
I know. Mm-hmm. But he put something on. It's called 100 something. 100.
I would walk 500.
I'd walk 500 miles. 100 perfection or some shit, for example. Maybe, I don't know. Guys, don't yell at me. Don't be mad that I don't remember it. I'm old, okay? Anyway.
Are you recommending it?
It's a show. No, I'm not yet because we only watched one episode. But let me tell you about how interesting this is. So it's a Korean show.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to find it.
And it's a Korean show. And they take, like, people with, like, the perfect figures. Like, there's, like, wrestlers, there's soccer players, football players, there's women, like, weightlifters. Like, all these people with, like, amazing physiques, right? So they take 100 of them, and it's some sort of competition. But yesterday, we only watched the very first episode. They had 100 treadmills set up. Mm-hmm. The treadmills, the ones that you do yourself, not that they're automated, the ones that you've gotta do.
Oh.
They had to run as fast as they can for like 10 minutes. So the way it worked, this episode yesterday was like they took 100, the bottom 50 got cut, then the bottom 40 got cut, then the bottom whatever. So they ran 3 times. But when I say these people... Holy cow. And I was like, wow, he's running so fast. But it was in meters because it's filmed in Korea. So I kept going back and forth.
Physical 100?
Huh?
Physical 100?
Yes, Physical 100. On Netflix? Thank you. Yes. Okay, so, and it was one of the top rated ones, which is why he clicked on it, you know?
Yeah.
So it might be good. The music at certain parts has given me Squid Games sort of feeling.
Yeah.
And we all... That's all we watched was the very first one where they were on the treadmills that they had to propel themselves sort of thing.
It does look like it's giving Squid Game.
And, but apparently, yeah, but I was so intrigued. This guy, the one that won, winded up running 3.5 miles after I converted it in like 22 minutes. So I was like, is that fast? Like, let me think about like how fast that is. So I'm like, Ever, if you go from here to there to there to here, that's about that. And I love my husband. He goes, I love it. See, I do it, guys. You do. I'm so guilty. I do love my husband.
We knew you knew it.
I do love my husband.
I love you.
I love you, Ever Castro. But he turned around and he said, you know, I could probably do it if I just get myself. I looked at him. I was like, you could... probably not do that. you know, okay, yeah, Ever, if you want to try, you know, motivate, get yourself in shape to do this. But today I was driving and I made a right turn on one of the streets and it says, oh, in 3.5 miles. So I was in my head going,
all right, I'm starting
to run. I would have died about 3 miles in, about earlier. You know what I'm saying? Yes. It was such a far distance. And I'm like, wow, in 20 minutes? And then I you know me, I get sucked in. So I'm like, is it really that impressive? Right? So that is it impressive. Said that the top Marine, like when you try out to be a Marine in boot camp or whatever, I don't know if they call it boot camp, so don't come at me, people. I'm sorry. But in the training thing, to pass and become a Marine, you have to do it under 28 minutes. And they said that the top record of all time was 18. So this guy and several others of them were doing it in like 22 minutes, 22 and a half minutes, 23 minutes. So I was like, wow.
Wait,
so
the fastest 3 mile run?
3.5.
3.5 is 18 minutes.
In the Marines. So like they were just saying like for the, so I don't know what the fastest is.
Yeah.
But I was like, wow, that's some shit. Because, you know, the Marines stereotypically are a very physical, harder to get in, you know, branch than the others. So I was like, wow. So if they welcome in people that could do it in 28, then these people are up to that fitness. I was like, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Okay, so now what's the fastest?
They are fucking ripped.
Oh, you see? Yeah, they are. That's what I'm saying.
Damn.
And my husband thinks he could just do a little tuning up and catch up with them. I love you, Amber.
Yeah, it was a perfect example.
Yeah, it was. And it came out so innocently.
It
like,
did.
It just came out like, that's me. That's what I do. Because I do love him. But he could, I don't want to say never, but, you know, these people, that's what they do their whole entire life. There's MMA fighters. There's everybody and everybody, professional soccer players, professional football players. There's a ballerina in there. They're people that just everything they do is physical, you know?
Yeah.
So the physical 100 makes sense. So, So, but I was so intrigued and watching them on these little things, like, I was like, look at their legs just going. It was like a hamster in a hamster wheel is what it looked like. And they had it the way they set up to film. They were like staggered and in perfect line. So you were able to see. It was interesting.
That sounds really interesting.
I don't know if ever has the thing set on Spanish for whatever reason, but it was speaking in, being translated in English, but I had Spanish subtitles.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It was too much.
That's a lot.
It was a lot. So maybe I'll shut the subtitles off since it is being spoken in English, you know?
Yeah.
But very interesting, I thought, but I realized that really has nothing to do with the show because it's not like those people get kicked off. It just determines who's first. And I think they get to start picking the team.
For all the challenges.
Correct.
Ooh, and then it's a challenge
thing. It's one team against the other team. And last man standing wins 300 million won. And everyone's like, oh my God, it's a lot of money. And I'm like, I don't know, is it? So then when I Googled it, it's $217,000 American dollars.
Wow.
Top prize. So I was like, that's interesting. Yeah, 300 million won sounds a lot more.
Yeah.
But 217,000, I mean, hey.
Yeah, that means they go to pay for something and it's like $1,000.
Yeah, exactly.
Something
exactly.
Like mundane. Yeah.
So, but I thought it was pretty interesting and I can't wait to watch more and see if it's as interesting.
That is really interesting.
Because you're watching them go, you know, so fast.
What are they doing?
Shut up, Alyssa.
No, that reminded me of, I'm going to talk about the mile in a second, but you reminded me when you were like, oh, we watched this. No, we haven't. Yes, we have. When I went to watch American Idol with my parents, guys, they were arguing about what if they watched the first episode or not. And I know they did because she texted me. She's like, oh, we started watching the first one. We fell asleep. And so we started watching the first one. And my dad pulled up. He's like, it's got a red bar. You watched it? She's like, no, I didn't watch it. You probably fucking watched it. He's like, no, you fucking watched it. And I was like, you guys told me you watched it together. And they were like, oh, yeah, that must have been a long time ago. Fucking can't with them.
Oh.
I'm like, I fucking can't with you too.
You're right.
Anyways, the fastest men's mile is 3:43. Almost just under 4 minutes.
Wow.
That's fucking fast.
That's fucking very fast.
The fastest mile I was ever able to do is 12 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like average slash slow. I'm not a runner. That was when I actually attempted. I was like, let me see if I can build up to see how fast I could run a mile.
Wow.
And that's probably with like some walking in between, because I just, there's no fucking way that I could run a straight mile. I run just like a block or two and I'm like, woo. And I'm like, I feel like I'm pretty in shape, but running is something that endurance, just wins. Like me. Yeah, I don't have an endurance. Yeah.
One of the
but girls, I can do Zumba for an hour. Yeah. I'm sweating and panting, but I can do it.
Wow.
Yeah.
One of the girls yesterday that was very good on these treadmill things, she was a swimmer. So she's like, we have to learn how to control our breathing. And so she did pretty well with that, you know? But it was very interesting. I'm not saying everybody go watch it, because I don't know how people... I thought it was interesting, and I enjoyed watching their little footsies go...
Their little footsies. And that's just the first episode, so yes. Then they'll do other stuff.
Oh, look, I have a tag thing in my in my sock. See it?
Yeah. Oh, no.
I don't know how that didn't bother me.
Yeah, I'm like, how did it not?
Oh, it's just sitting there. That's why it didn't bother me.
It was probably on my carpet.
Well, these are new socks, so maybe when I took it off, it just, no, it wouldn't have been. Forget it. Sorry.
Well, anywho's.
Okay. Sorry. Is it time to go?
It's 2 o'clock already. Yeah.
Wow. Are you barbecuing today?
It's barbecuing?
It is, girl, it is like almost 80 degrees.
I guess we could. I don't see why not. It's grind time. Prepping for this trip. We're leaving 1 week. We're recording this on a Monday. I leave next Monday. So, yeah, I'm just trying to get like all my work prepped. I started to pull things that I wanted to pack already.
Wow.
I placed my newly order this morning, which was so stressful because we're going 3 different places and they all have pretty different weather. One's colder, one's warmer, one's by water, and I'm just like, this is like what? And I'm trying to pack one suitcase, so I'm just like trying to figure it out.
Wow.
But ordered my Nuuly, and then I panic ordered a bunch of shoes off Amazon because I have my Dr. Scholl sneakers, which are gonna like get me through the trip for sure. And then I was like, I want like a cute kind of pair of sneakers, and then I'm also like, well, now we're going in nicer weather, so I'm gonna want like a comfortable pair of sandals. And then I'm like, there's really comfy but ugly sandals. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, let me just get them all, try them all on, and then I'll just like show up to UPS with my fucking pile of returns. So, yeah.
I'm so excited for you guys.
Like, I'm very excited.
6 months, a 6 months delay, but maybe, you know, like the weather's going to be nicer. Like, I hope it's everything you dreamt of and more, you know?
Thanks. Like, yeah, I'm excited to just like be going already. Like, I don't love the leading up of like making sure everything's all right and like packing, and the people for the Airbnb are like texting us being like, okay, what time are you gonna get here, when do you need transportation? And I'm just like, I just want to be there and just like enjoying it already. Mm-hmm. You know, so
just get it over and done with, the travel part of it, like the packing and the travel, just get there and start enjoying it.
Yeah, or like once at the airport, like, you know, or like leaving for the airport, whatever. I'm just talking out of my ass, but Zane is about to do a music lesson, and he said he might have to use speakers, so we don't want you guys bombing. That was a nice little catch-up. Yeah, a bird made a nest right outside of this window.
And they're mesmerizing right now.
Yeah, so it's perfect for the cats. Is that it?
That's
just a little life catch-up?
Yeah.
Okay, what the fuck did we even talk about? It is what it is. All right, next time we'll do emails.
Okay.
Don't forget, we'll see you guys on Mondays for a few weeks.
And then
we'll be back.
Resume our normally scheduled program the week of the 6th.
And you'll get a nice Europe recap.
Yay, I cannot wait.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. So thank you guys for listening. Enjoy the rest of your week. Don't forget to go follow us on Instagram at Augamil. And we'll talk to you all next time.
Okay, love you. Bye.